Hi, my name is Jeff Rowland, and today I'm presenting on my latest efforts in time-dependent modeling of laboratory photoionized plasmas. I'm going to report on recent efforts to apply this new time-dependent capability of the popular code Cloudy to two different photoionized plasma experiments performed at the Z-Machine at Sandia. So we're motivated to test these spectroscopic X-ray astronomy codes in the laboratory because our understanding of the universe is largely based on just our spectroscopic interpretation of the light we get into our telescopes. So one of our experiments is a neon gas cell dominated by K-shell neon ions, and our other experiment is a silicon oxide foil tamped with plastic. And this is predominantly L-shell ions. So each experiment has a very similar radiation that it's exposed to, but ends up in a different atomic physics state. So our first efforts to model these experiments used our astrophysics codes in their steady state configuration, which is one of the a very, very common astrophysical scenario. And these steady-state models demonstrated a significantly larger electron temperature than what we would either measure via a line ratio directly or what we computed with a full radiation hydrodynamics simulation done in Helios. So new versions of Cloudy have introduced a time-dependent capability in which we can model actually radiation sources with a variable time history and have a more fully non-equilibrium model. And so the ion populations fluctuate, and heating is no longer forced to be equal to the cooling to converge to a temperature solution. And what we find is that these time-dependent models do a tremendously better job and are much, much closer to the temperature measurements we find with a line ratio from the spectrum.